this land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won. Yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Now don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned.
We're the middle of September, if you can believe it. Where has time gone? It just is zooming these days, it seems like. But here we are, September 15th, 2024. We thank you for joining us. And as usual, we're going to start out with the pistol prayer. We hope you are prayed up. We encourage you to... We think as much as we can to be prayed up. Now is the time to be in that full armor of God, to have that full armor of God on yourself, on your family, to have started your day in prayer. And so we hope you've done that. And we hope you'll join us for this pistol prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release. Bales be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells. Send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen and amen. Well, it's interesting times. What a glory it is. What an assurance to be able to look in the Word and see, when you look outside, when you see what's happening in our society today, and to be able to look in the Word as well and see it being described, it should bring a great comfort to us. And I think that's one of the reasons that there's so much fear in the land, is because these things that are happening in our nation, in our lives, we read about in the Word. But there's so much fear because these things that are happening, so many people don't look to the Word. And so it's just, oh my gosh, what's next, right? Don't say that it couldn't get any worse, because our enemies take it as a challenge, right? Oh yeah, watch this, hold my beer, watch what I do next. You hear those kind of things. But for the followers of Jesus Christ, for those of us that have the proper relationship, that have done what we're supposed to do, that have had our eyes opened, it is a comfort. Even when we see the scriptures that aren't very comforting. Oh, I'm not talking about, you know, we've been talking about Psalms 23 lately, and he prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies. That's not what I'm talking about this morning. Not at all. Let's take a look. Deuteronomy 28. Oh, we've been there before, but that's where we're living today. Let's take a look. Two scriptures. Deuteronomy 28, 33 and 34. A people whom you do not know will eat the produce of your ground and every product of your labor, and you will never be anything but oppressed and mistreated continually. You will also be driven insane. Another version says driven mad by the sight of what you see. And that's what we're living today. We are seeing that. We've been talking about this invasion because the invasion's been going on for several years. It's really ramped up these last 3.5 years. But, you know, we talked last Sunday about this Invasion USA. No, not the old Chuck Norris movie, but the Invasion USA, and it's still going on. This last week, the focus, it shifted from the Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes in Aurora, and there's more updates on that, and down in, what was it, El Paso as well, to now the Haitians. And we've talked about the Haitian invasion, especially on the Coffee with the Wranglers, several times. But now, in the big town today, Springfield, Ohio, right? That kind of got brought up into the limelight. But it is what is going on. It is just the facts. Here's a couple of slides from people on the ground that live there, okay? Springfield, Ohio resident details a dystopian nightmare as Haitian migrants overrun the town. And I saw this. She said, "It breaks my heart. Small city of little over 58,000 residents dealing with a surge of 30,000 Haitians." Oh, on the radio this morning on the way to church, it was 10 to 15,000. See, they changed the story. Thousands of Haitians have arrived in Springfield since the COVID-19 pandemic. Residents have been pointing out to an uptick in crime, mayhem, and car crashes due to the massive influx of new residents. In a town of 58,000, I see different numbers, 58 to 60,000 people, about 30,000 Haitians have arrived. Residents have pushed back on the influx, sharing outrage at the ongoing surge during recent city council meetings to demand action on the issue. Here was another quote. "I see what's going on in the streets." And this is talking to the city commissioners. "And I see you guys sitting up there, comfy chairs and suits. I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something," says Anthony Harris, 28. "These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're flipping cars in the middle of the streets with crashes. And I don't know, like, how can y'all be comfortable with this?" Now, this is what's going on. You think that this guy, Mr. Harris, just made this up and the city council just lets him come and put these lies out? No, this is the man on the street. This is what is going on. Another guy says, another resident there, not some blogger in Ethiopia, but another resident of Springfield living with this invasion, not on the southern border, but in Springfield, Ohio, says the roads are like Escape from New York after Haitian migrants have overrun this rural town. He said, "You don't know if you're going to get from point A to point B without getting run over or have an SUV flip over in front of you or run into. You just don't know." He said, "It's like everybody is Snake Plissken from the old Escape from New York movie just to try to get out of town." 30,000 Haitians over the past 2 years, leading to a housing, job, and healthcare crisis for the city's almost 60,000 residents. And, you know, you may think, well, they just have to live with it or whatever. Yeah, well, last year in Springfield, dozens were injured. Students, elementary school students, and I think he was 11 years old, a boy was killed after a Haitian migrant without a valid driver's license swerved, crashed into a school bus, caused it to crash. Injured 20 of them, sent them to the hospital, and killed this little boy. You know, they're not coming to America to be Americans. But there's some people, few, that are welcoming them. Just a few. But if you go and look and talk and see what the people that are dealing with it, not the politicians, not the Catholic charities receiving $88 million last year to push these people all over the place. You talk to the real people, not the people making money off of it, and you see that it truly is an invasion. It truly is a changing of the way of life, that the American life that many of us have... It's all we've known. Excuse me. Saw this. Seems like those sneezes always come in pairs. You ever notice that? I don't know why. Anyway, I saw this. I wanted to put it up. This was the headline, Trump threatens to deport cat-eating Haitians. You know, the left always jumps on stuff, but you see the picture over there. They've had reports of people killing and eating cats, and here's a picture of a guy. He killed, a goose, it was, at one of the city parks. People in Springfield are saying that their goose population or duck population, whatever it is in the parks, is decimated. It's gone. It's gone. Now, let me ask you something. If me or Jason or you went down to your city park and caught a duck or a goose and strangled it and was walking down the street with it, what do you think would happen? They'd call the SWAT team. They'd lock us. They'd throw us under the jail. Oh, but this, oh, it's just, you know, it's their culture. It's their culture. We have to live with this, is what we're told. Let's go back to Deuteronomy, a couple verses later, still in Deuteronomy 28. The cricket will take possession of all your trees and the produce of your ground. And they ain't talking about a six- or eight-legged grasshopper here. The stranger who is among you will rise above you higher and higher, and you will go down lower and lower. And again, it's exciting to me to see these things that are happening right here in the scripture, that are happening in our lives, in our towns, to our people, right there in the scripture. I think it gives us great opportunity to share the scriptures, to point out that, unlike this sloppy agape love, there's a little bit more to the scriptures and to America than what these Baal priests are teaching in the churches. And you know, it's not just gangs in Aurora and gangs in El Paso and Springfield. Same thing happening Charleroi, I guess it's how you pronounce it, Charleroi, Pennsylvania. Same thing. You see this picture? Haitians. Charleroi, Pennsylvania, like Springfield, Ohio, also experiencing a growing number of problems from a tidal wave of Haitian migrants flooding into their small town. According to America 2100, a group, this rural town has suffered a 2,000% increase in its population of Haitians. Crime and traffic altercations have soared as a result. Residents have been flooding social media with reports that migrants are attacking people on the street and mugging them, stealing cars, and ending up in traffic accidents throughout the area. If you can show this next graphic, Jason, I'll read it. I think people can see it. But again, see, because the city, nobody's doing anything about it. And so social media is the only outlet that people have. Here was a picture and a graphic. You see the car ran into buildings. Here's another one into a, let me read this. It says, three very bad accidents in less than a month. Something needs to be done before somebody's killed. We need to make changes on the driving privileges of these drivers brought from other countries. They have no additional training. It said here on this bottom one, this person hit a car, backed up into a Jeep, and then smashed into a building, all just bam, bam, bam. And you see the pictures that they're posting. Now, this is people that live there. I'm not making this up. We're just trying to share it with you so that you're aware, because, you know, the mainstream media is not putting it out. Even trying to look up to Google and to online search problems in Springfield, Haitian problems, everything is the churches are welcoming them, and they're the problem of the pets has been blown way out of proportion. And see, that's the official story. Trump's crazy for saying these things. Well, then the people that live there are crazy for reporting the truth of what's going on, because that is what's going on. Let's take a look at Psalms 119, because even when this happens, even when these things are happening, we have his scripture to rejoice in. Psalms 119, 133 through 136, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant and teach me your decrees. That means your law. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. You know, we talked yesterday morning about the groaning. I think Jason read the scriptures there that God sent an angel throughout the land and said those that are groaning and sighing and have streams of tears flowing from their eyes because of the oppression, put a mark on them and they are saved. And we should be crying out because of these things, not just complaining, but crying out, but again, turning to his decrees, right? Just like it says here, direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your law. That should be our desire. Well, folks, don't forget about our network website, sfawbn.com. Lots of information there. The newswire is there, the broadcast schedule, just tons of information. If you have breaking news going on, you send it to us, jason@sfaw.org, and send your local news stories. We'll do our best to post them up to the network website. Let's take a look at, but you know, it's not just that all these things are happening. See, there's a fix. Oh, there's a fix. And there's a cause. There's a reason why these things are happening. There's a reason why this nation, well, it seems like it's just what? We might say going to hell in a handbasket. No, it's going to Babylon. Our pastor taught that. Nation's not going to hell, it's going to Babylon. And we want to use those types of terminology. Let's look at Joshua. Joshua 1, verse 8. Joshua 1:8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Well, are things very prosperous today? Are things very successful today for this nation? Now, I don't mean each and every individual. You know, we've mentioned, hey, those that, because those that aren't distracted from the law, that do their best to follow these precepts that are here, well, there is prosperity there. There is success. Maybe not according to the world standards, but that's not what we judge prosperity and success by. Not what we should judge it by anyway. But as we look around, see, we see, yes, that book of the law has departed. It has departed from the people. It's departed from most of the churches that say, oh, brother, that law is done. Don't you know? Jesus did it all. He is the law. There's a fix, and it's returning to him, returning to all of his word, to all of it. Had a conversation a couple weeks ago, and guy had mentioned John in the Bible, where it talks about, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word is God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I asked him, I said, what written word did they have then that you know, God and Jesus was conveying to the people of who he was? They were still living the New Testament word, what we call the New Testament. So the only word that they had was the Old Testament. And it was the deer in the headlights look. The guy just couldn't comprehend that. But it's the whole Testament word that became flesh and dwelt among us. But including the Old Testament, including Joshua 1:8 here. Then, if you don't depart from the book of the law, and you meditate in it day and night, and you do all that is written in it, then you'll be prosperous, then you'll have success. That's a good formula. So, are we better off now? Are we better off now? Saw this interview with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, interview just, Friday? And they asked him, hey, are Americans better off economically than they were 4 years ago? And he says, yeah, the middle class, yeah, better off. I don't know of any that economically are. I don't know of any that have more money in savings, that have more bills paid. I don't know of any. I talked to a few. And when we look in our society, we see there's more bankruptcy in the businesses. I saw this. We don't have a whole lot of these, but Big Lots is the latest bankruptcy. And then Standard & Poor's July report indicated 21 major American retail and restaurant chains had already declared bankruptcy in the first half of 24, making it the highest number of bankruptcy filings since 2020. Also, it's not just retail and restaurants. 33 major bank locations were closed between July 14th and July 28th. That's in 2 weeks. 33 major bank locations. Bank of America, Capital Chase, Citizens, Dollar Bank, all kinds, ones I've never heard of. Wells Fargo, all types. Well, why? Why isn't there prosperity? Why? Oh, we hear it. Oh, the economy's better. People are better off. Businesses are closing. Banks are closing. Because we've departed from the law. We've departed from the law. You know that more churches, and they're bigger and bigger, and happier, and more bands, and more, K-Love, and Way FM, and more. There's more feel-good Jesus praise and music on the radio than ever before. And we're closer to the brink of the end of all things than ever before. Because it's the whole gospel is not put out there. Last slide I've got, two scriptures. I want to read them to you. It's from Psalms and Luke. And I think they say about the same thing. And I think they stand in contrast to what, at least what I hear being taught on the radio and from my friends that and people that I know that go to Judeo-Christian churches, and what I hear from them. Just believe and come to rapture practice with us on Tuesday night. I've yet to, and I ask them, where's that in the Bible? What scripture can I look at to understand the rapture? And they say, oh, it's all through the Bible. But there's no scriptures that they can give me because it ain't there. So many just repeat what they've heard. Well, I don't want to repeat what I've heard. I want to read to you what I've read in the Word so you can read it. Let's take a look. Psalms 119, verse 2, and Luke 11, 28. First Psalms. Happy are those who keep his decrees and seek him with all their heart. Happy, happy, happy. Boy, you don't see much happiness or joy today, do you? We've talked about that before. Where's the happiness? Where's the joy? Where are the smiles? Very little today. Because this, you got to keep his decrees and seek him for that. And then Jesus' word in Luke 11, 28. But he replied, Jesus replied and said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Not just hear it, not just believe it, but hear it and obey it. No, not pushing a prosperity gospel, just pushing the truth of the word. You want to prosper, you want to have success, you want to be happy, you want to be blessed. The word tells you. You don't have to hear it from me. You go take a look at it. I've given you the scriptures. And we, even in the midst of this Babylon falling all around us, we can prosper. We can have success. We can be happy. We can be blessed by turning to His Word. And like Jesus said there in Luke, not just hearing it, but obeying it, doing it. Well, that's all the time we've got this morning. Stay tuned. Jason's got a great, I think, a classic camp message from Pastor Peters that I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but saw a little bit of it right before the program, and it looks great. A timeless message, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back with another new message for you right after that. So, again, thanks for joining us, and God bless.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more,
stay high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.